Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We've been going through a round of It's My List, small things that make you large mad. And not pet peeves, though some of them inherently overlap a little bit, but those things everybody has to deal with that you know you'll have to deal with again, but God, you get so pissed. To recap, Steve, airplane aisle blockers, anyone debating whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and people who say, things are different here. Here we like local sports team, or here our weather is changing.
Yeah,
those are true everywhere. Kelly hates dipping her sleeve in sauce and finding more sauce and then sauce in places and then sauce on her fingers. She has sauce problems. Surge plugs that don't have enough space because of the big boxes that need to plug in. And when people tell you they love a show or a movie, then they don't actually watch said show, said movie. Hot wings, crookedly parked cars, incredibly slow gas pumps. I'm so with you on that one. I have literally said, never mind.
Just so mad.
And seeing people wait for mediocre national chains when they open and acting like their life has changed. Tommy hates bad produce that goes bad, even though he didn't refrigerate it. He hates that I comes before E except after C. A lot of people saying he didn't finish it. There's more to that phrase because it's except when it sounds like an A, like neighbor or way. And playlist shuffle when you're in the midst of a great playlist and then you accidentally do something not on the playlist and it starts over. Mine. Having to pick up lots of small things off a surface that is hard and flat, whatever it might be. 2, any automated AI-style customer service where they ask you the same questions over and over again. And having to turn around for any reason after leaving the house, even if it's... The other day, I forgot my... I'm leaving by myself. I forget my car keys inside. Hit the button to start the car, and it goes, no key detected. You would think someone said, your family's dead. Like, by the overreaction. Oh! God, now I'm only going to be 18 minutes early for this appointment that's unnecessary. This is a me problem. I get it. All right, Maitland, you've waited very patiently.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
All right, I'm going to start off with an honorable mention because it's been pointed out on this show and I'd be remiss not to mention it. Would you have accepted?
I've almost mentioned that one 3 times, and I'm like, it's going to be on Maitland.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely Maitland.
That's when you're asking the questions on Dumber Than the Show Trivia. You'll have a chance to question Maitland's potential answers later today.
Yes, yeah. Or when they do it to any of us. I hate when I check the text line after trivia, and it's, would you have accepted? Blah, blah, blah.
That's one of my favorite things.
Shut up!
And by the way, they usually lay out the logic of why you'd be wrong not to accept it. And now they're in a debate with you over something that did not happen.
Did anyone involved in that contest that day say that answer? No? Okay, then. It does not matter.
Yeah. Every day at like 8:55, that's one of my favorite things.
You just
things,
hear me sigh.
Is to look over at Maitland and just see her angrily scrolling. Yeah, just kind of mumble into yourself.
Shut up! All right, now to my real list. Number 3, a purse snap on a, or a purse strap on a doorknob. Like when you're already in a hurry or you're already walking out the door and your purse snags on a doorknob, or especially those ones that are shaped like an L, like a sideways L, and you snag it on there and you, oh my, sometimes that's my 13th reason. I'm like, I swear to God, I am so fed up with today that this is the last straw. Those are also kind of those like drop your spoon cries that I talk about where it's you're so fed up and that something small like that is the last thing that just makes you lose your ever loving mind. Number 2, I know they can't help it. I know it's not their fault and they just want to love us. But when your pet gets under your feet and you step on them and they go, yeah. And you're like, oh, I feel so bad, but I'm also so mad at you. My cat the other day, he had a long, stressful day. I brought him here. I brought him to my boyfriend's house. Like, he was so fed up with being manhandled that day. But I was in the kitchen cooking dinner, and he is just weaving in and out of my feet. And I went, Ziggy!
That is my-
and I physically felt myself, like, pulling everything back and picking him up and just being like, I know you've had a long day. get out of my way.
Yeah. And dogs, also great. Dogs have a unique skill of being able to get just in front of you, turn sideways, and block the entire pathway.
You're trying to herd me or something. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, but I need you to stop because you're going to trip me. And I'm going to be mad at you, and I know it's not your fault. It's just your instincts, and you love us.
I'm with you. Like, there have been times where I have to, like, uncork my foot because, like, my knee jerk is like, I want to kick you right now. Stop running in front of me and then laying flat on the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm trying to go into the basement, he does that all the time. I'm like, damn it, man.
You feel the little critters running your little motherboard, kind of, like, working the gears. Like, okay, slow down. Slow like, down.
I always imagine inside out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, I have physical reactions to this, like either my neck itches or my face itches. It's people who interrupt themselves when they're talking, where they're telling a story and they go, so I was doing this the other day. Well, no, it was like this. And yeah, well, they were kind of in my way. But anyway, okay, so here's, I'm like, get to your point. We talked about this yesterday, I think Steve and I. Where we were just like, man, this show and being on air has made judging people's storytelling skills so much harder. Because, yeah, my mom will be telling me something and I'm like, get to the point. Mm-hmm. Land your plane, Jen. Land it. I don't need every little detail. But then I'm also like, but I want the details. So just let me ask you.
Give me the abridged version, and then if I have questions where blanks need to be filled in, I'll ask you about it.
That's how I used to coach people on the phones, is I would say, like, get to your point first and then go into detail when they ask. And I need everybody in my life to follow that, because I seriously, when somebody is going and going and going and they still haven't gotten to the point of their story, like, my eyebrow will itch. It's the same spot on my eyebrow. I'm surprised it's not bald yet.
And if I'm telling a story and you start itching your neck and your face, I'm going to start deep panicking on the inside.
How much were you itching your eyebrow that day that we were on the call and Freebeer told the history of the world story?
My neck was real tingly. My neck was tingling.
I just finished that, and that call started in February.
Her eyebrow just grew back.
Yeah, Steve and I did an interview on Monday with a publication, and don't think that wasn't in the back of my head the whole time.
Oh, I've been meaning to tell you. I meant to tell you, I was so proud of you, how you gave such an abridged version.
Well, let's not make
it
seem like I've always done that every time, but I was very aware of whatever was going on.
The history of the show, I don't even think it was a minute long. It was, it started here, did this, did that. You know, we had this, and here we are now. And I was like, good job, man. You are capable.
That's every once in a while, man.
Yeah.
A broken clock's right twice a day. I am a broken clock. Somebody wrote in, they said the number one small thing that makes me large mad is clocks that need to be wound. I don't need your ticking. Shut up and tell me the time with regular digital numbers. That's a big one.
So buy a digital clock.
I mean,
do you have a lot under your head?
A lot of them plug in, or they have a battery. It's very rare that you get a watch or a clock that you gotta wind.
I think I've wound a clock once in my life.
Oh, it was the noise. I don't think they have to wind it. I think if he goes to like someone's house and they have a
like a pendulum.
I guess so.
I mean, I don't know.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.